Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Loving Life Podcast, coming from a parent's perspective, where we take a look at the past, the present, and discuss what the future has in store for all of us. Welcome to the Loving Life Podcast.
All right. Hello there. It's Charlie Weddle, and joining me today is my wife, Sandra. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Busy day?
Busy day.
Always, right?
Yep.
You know, this is episode number 50.
I can't believe it.
How does it feel to be 50?
I don't know yet. How does it feel to be 50 plus?
50 episodes feels good.
That's good.
I'm older than my episodes, though.
That's old. Okay.
Right?
You know what I just thought about?
What?
I've been with you for almost over half my life.
Wow.
Think about it.
That's a little deep.
Think about it.
Half your
almost
life?
Almost half my life.
It's been 25 years.
No. Oh, that's true. Together. Married.
23 together.
Yeah.
Or 23 married.
25 together. Yeah. So over half my life I've been with you. Oh.
You're crazy. You're stupid. Well, speaking of life and loving life, the topic for today is I came across this article about parents.
Yep.
Now, this is kind of more for you and I and our parents because our kids aren't here. Like, if me and Sophia were here, I'd ask them these questions too, and their answers would I'd be interested in what their answers are. Probably totally different than what ours are. But so this is pretty much for you and for me. And the topic is, how strict were your parents and how strict were they compared to like your friends' parents? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you had rules, but then your friends had rules and how those compare. So, you know, that whole thing of, man, your parents are really strict. You know how that would come up? So this was a survey done with about 50,000 people on how strict their parents were. And here were the seven questions to help you figure out just how strict your parents were. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first question was, did they ever ground you?
I was never, ever grounded for more than 24 hours.
What?
Because my dad was such a softy.
Yeah, well, you were, you were daddy's little girl.
So he said, you know, you're grounded for the whole weekend, or you're grounded for a week. And, I 24 hours later, I'm like, okay, dad, I'm going to go out.
And he'd let you go?
And he'd give me money.
How did you get that deal?
Just because.
What did your mom say?
I was a really good kid. My mom really didn't believe in grounding. She was never, she chased me with a slipper or a spatula, but she believed in spanking. They both believed in spanking, but grounding was never, you know, because I had friends who would say, "Oh, I'm on groundation for a month." I'm like, "What? How do you get anything out of being grounded for a month?" I don't get that, you know. So,
and what did they take away from you? Like, you couldn't go out with your friends, you couldn't use the phone.
No, it just I couldn't leave.
You couldn't
the house.
Pick up the landline.
No, I couldn't leave the house.
You will not dial the rotary phone.
Just couldn't leave the house.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember ever being grounded.
Yeah.
Maybe, honestly, I don't remember. Like, it's not to say that I wasn't.
Yeah. Maybe the spanking was enough.
What?
Spanking.
You got a spanking?
Oh, yeah. My parents believed in spanking.
Ooh.
That's why I came out to be such a great individual.
Really?
Yeah.
My dad spanked me once.
Yeah.
And that was that's all it took.
Yeah.
My mom
would carry a fly swatter or a spatula in the front seat of her car so she could drive with one hand.
How bad and were you?
Me and my brother, it was because me and my brother fought so much. And so my mother would drive with her left hand on the steering wheel and she would use her right hand to whack us from the front in the back seat.
With a fly swatter or a spatula?
A spatula. And then if I was at home, she'd chase us with her chancla, which is a shoe or a slipper.
You guys were bad kids.
We were bad together. Like, we would drive each other crazy, and my mom would go insane.
Wow.
She's a great mother, though. I love you, Mom.
As she's smacking you with a spatula.
I love my mother.
Well, according to the survey, only 54% of the people ever said that they were grounded as a kid. So
yeah,
just a little bit more than half. So, okay. But I never remember being grounded. All right. Second question. Did they limit your TV or internet hours?
Obviously, there was no internet back then. But you know me, I'm a TV fiend. And so they never took away any of that. I mean, I watched Laverne and Shirley.
Couldn't watch Alice.
Yeah, Happy Days, Brady Bunch. No, they never limited my TV. But you know what? I really didn't watch that much TV when I was a kid because I always wanted to go outside. I always wanted to go out and hang out with my friends, get on my bike. Way. So there wasn't that. So they really, if they even took that away, it wasn't a big deal because...
I was just having that conversation with Tim earlier mm-hmm. today, my boss. We were back cooking, and I was talking to him. I forget what it was. He was eating a bratwurst, and he goes, mm-hmm. and he said that this had reminded him of being at a lake in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, I go barbecuing all the time. Kind of reminds me like when we were kids, we used to have our bikes and we used to take apart our bikes, mm-hmm. Take everything off of it and repaint the frame and then put it all together again and then trade handlebars from somebody else and blah, 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 blah. So it was just all that kind of goofy yeah. stuff. So I was never like in front of a TV, only after school because... When I came home from school, there was nobody else in the house.
Yeah.
So I would come home and I'd watch Speed Racer and I'd watch any of the cartoons like the
Bunny.
Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny, yeah. all the Looney Tune cartoons and all that kind of stuff. But yeah. I never really like sat around and watched TV. I watched Saturday Night Live on Saturday nights. Mm-hmm. And then I would always try to watch the Select TV, which was the precursor to cable, Select TV. And I'd always try to watch the dirty movies through the static. And I could there's a boob. But you couldn't, you know, but that's not really watching TV. All right. Well, 44% of the people said that, yes, they were limited in their TV and internet hours. And yes, I didn't have internet mm-hmm. either. So the third question was, were you allowed to watch R-rated movies?
My mother took me to see Saturday Night Fever. When did Saturday Night Fever come out? 1977 or whatever?
You tell me because I didn't
I was
to
a
see
John
that.
Travolta freak. Right. She took me to see that movie
was
in
that
the
R-rated?
Theaters. It's R. Oh, yeah. It's R-rated and there's some sex
Why
scenes
Why was it
in there.
R-rated?
There's some sex scenes in there and there's bad language. So,
okay.
And violence. They're violent. Yeah. So back then, but she took me to see that movie because she knew
that's
I was a
PG-13 right now.
Now. Yeah. Now. But she didn't. They really didn't.
Yeah. Did she see it before she took you?
No.
Wow. She took you to an R-rated movie.
She didn't filter. My parents really didn't filter too much when I was growing up. Mm. You know, we didn't cuss. My parents didn't cuss in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't allowed to cuss, but I just knew the difference between right and wrong.
Right.
Right. So
they taught you well.
Yes.
So they did take you to R-rated movies, but that's the only one you remember.
One that my dad wanted to see so bad, but all of us were with them, was Used Cars. Do you remember that?
What?
It was a bad comedy, but there were boobies in it. And so my dad would cover our eyes whenever the booby part came on.
I thought he took you to like see Emmanuel or something like that.
No. It was called Used Cars. I remember that in the theater. So stupid now that I think about it.
I didn't go to movies a lot when I was a kid. The only movie that I really super remember was my grandfather took me to Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah, I was going to say.
But outside of that, I couldn't tell you any of the... I mean, if I saw a roster of movies, I could say, oh, I saw that one. Yeah. But it wasn't that big of a deal. 56% of the polled people said that they got to go to R-rated movies. Mm. Next question was, did you have to be in bed by a certain time when you were in elementary school?
You know.
Elementary school.
Elementary. You know, I always remember my parents saying, okay, you got to get to bed. It's 8 o'clock or it's 9 o'clock. I always remembered 9 o'clock. But I'd go to bed, but I'd just be sitting there and, you know, not doing anything, not really going to bed. But my parents weren't really strict about bedtime. It's like you just kind of knew when you had to go to sleep, and that was it. You know, we weren't partying at, you know,
no,
in fifth
grade.
I mean,
it's elementary school.
Yeah. So, no, they weren't really strict at all when it came to.
Same as you. I was like, you know, mom and dad would be like, you know, 9 o'clock, but I don't remember ever going past. I don't remember them ever coming in saying, hey, what's light still doing on?
But you know what the difference is from now is everyone has a phone now, and kids are on their phone till wee hours in the morning, right?
Oh, yeah.
And back then, we didn't have that. So you know what I would do? I would read, and my parents would have to come into my bedroom and go, you need to turn off your light and put that book down.
I heard laughing because our room is right next door to our oldest daughter's room. But Mia and Sophia, Mia's going to be 20 and Sophia's 15. They were laughing last night, like late. And I'm like, okay, because they'll spend time they still like sleep together.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They'll go into each other's rooms and fall asleep.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't care if they're laughing. As long as they're up and they're ready for school, it's all that matters, you know?
81% of the respondents said that they did have bedtime in elementary school, and 30% said they also had bedtime set for high school.
Really? I mean, you know what? Hey, if you can, you have that structure and you can, you know, if you can implement that structure, it's healthy. I wasn't brought up that way. And I'm just not like that with our kids. They know when to go to sleep.
They get away with a ton.
Yeah, they do.
You kind of answered this question before I even asked it, but were you allowed to swear in front of your parents?
No.
And you said
I wasn't allowed to. One time I said butthole in front of my mom because I called my brother a butthole.
And she said, what?
I said, you're such a stupid butthole. And my mom looked at me and she was like, oh my gosh. What? She goes, that's such a bad word. Why don't you just call him asshole? And so I turned around. I said, okay, asshole. And I got in trouble. But butthole, I was not allowed. And stupid, my parents hated when I said stupid.
Oh, sure.
So, but I never felt comfortable enough. Nowadays, you hear kids cussing in front of their parents. Like, it's nothing.
Yeah.
And I can't seem to get over that. I don't, even to this day, it's hard for me to say, to cuss in front of my parents.
Sure.
And
well,
it's hard.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And it was a respect thing.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely.
It is. And our kids don't try to, they don't cuss in front of us.
No. But apparently they do when they go up to the top of the bleachers and say shit. Anyways, 19% of the people said yes, they were allowed to swear in front of their parents. So not very many.
What was the percentage?
19%.
Oh, okay.
All right, real quickly, did you have to make your bed every morning? You did not. Don't even say you did.
My dad made it for me.
Oh, yes. Your dad did everything.
Well, because I had to get to school. Or he would make, you know what? I would leave it undone. And then when I got home, because normally he'd be home before me, it would be done.
Nothing's changed.
Oh!
You make the bed now, but I'm talking about you'll leave it. So anyways.
Oh, no. Let's not even go there. I make the bed every morning.
No, I know you do.
Yeah.
You do.
I don't expect anyone else to make it.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough. 28% of the people said that they had to make their bed. I made my bed every morning.
Really? When you were a kid?
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I learned how to do hospital corners when I volunteered at the hospital. And
military corners?
Not military corners. Oh. They call them hospital corners.
Okay.
That's how they did it at the hospital.
Or was it military? There's something military with the sheets. If you can
Everything's got to be look like it was ironed onto the bed, which is amazing.
Like
I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. All right. If you just claimed you were sick, they would let you stay home from school. I'm not feeling well.
No.
Okay, well, you stay home.
No, it's not. And that goes with my children now, with our children. If you don't have a limb hanging off your body, you need to go to school.
Our kids go. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, you know, but then again, I pay for it when they're really sick and I have the nurse calling me to come pick them up.
Oh, like I had to a few weeks ago.
My friend Lynette's son, the school called because he fell on an anthill. And he was crying. And so she had to drive all the way from Central
How
Phoenix
old is he?
To Gilbert. he's I forgot. I think he's like eight or nine.
Oh, okay.
But I think 8 or 9.
And
but
he didn't know.
Poor Lynette. But no, he was crying, and Lynette, she called, and we're in the car together. Lynette, I told Lynette, you know, he needs to grow some balls, right? And he needs to man up. And her husband said the same thing. But she did what every mom does and went to go pick him up because he fell on an anthill.
Wow. I was like you. I was sent to school. Yeah. I was always sent to school. It's mm-hmm. like, suck it up, buttercup.
Yep. Yeah.
Not in those exact words, but mm-hmm. it's like you're going to school. 42% said that they could get away with that. 58% said that they had to be very sick.
A lot
to
of kids
home.
Get away with it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's easier for girls when they go, oh, I got period cramps.
Oh, my God. The advantages.
Yeah.
The absolute advantages. All right, so there you go. How strict were your parents compared to everyone else's? My parents were just as strict as everybody else. I don't. And maybe it's because of the community where I grew up in. It was. I grew up in the suburbs. I grew up in a subdivision out in the country, surrounded by cornfields and forests and all that kind of stuff. So we were out there. It wasn't like we would just get in cars and go to the mall, because that would be like a 40-minute ride. So our neighborhood, we kind of certain kids had different things, but I think my parents were just as strict as anybody else.
I think it has a lot to do with your upbringing too, and right. your background, your ethnic background.
Yeah.
You know, with my Mexican side, it was the chancla, it was the shoe chasing you with the yeah. shoe or the spatula. On the Asian side, you and I never had this personally done, but my Asian friends would have to kneel in rice and hold books on each side of their hands.
That's
and balance
torture. No, that's
balance books while they kneeled on rice.
That's torture. That is a step up.
Learned,
from waterboarding.
But they learned.
That's crazy.
And they never did it again. But that was back then.
Goodness
I'm
gracious.
Just telling you, it has a lot to do with your upbringing, too.
It sure does. All right, Sandra, thanks for being here.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Loving Life podcast. Remember, it comes out every week. Please subscribe to the podcast in iTunes and then, of course, on radio.com. On the app, you can select the podcast as your favorite, and it's going to come right up on the app. You can also follow me on social media, Facebook and Twitter. It's @CharlieOnAir1, the number one. And just as important, please rate the podcast and give us a review. Sandra would love that. She reads them all and tells me what to do. Your feedback is always important. And as always, thanks for your ears. Until next week, it's the Loving Life Podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.